Capitol Theater. To the left of the Bancroft on Franklin Street is a white building with a blank face. Now awaiting the new use, this was once the Capitol Theater, designed by Roger Garland of New York and opened in 1926 as a palace theater. In the days before television, people often went to the movies several times a week. To meet that demand, four palace theaters, including today's Hanover and Palladium theaters, were built in Worcester. Each seated more than 2,000 and vialed to attract patrons with an elaborate interior design to transport moviegoers to a world of make-believe. The Capitol was not just another palace theater, it was also an atmospheric theater. Here, patrons could see a movie and a vaudeville show while living the fantasy of enjoying their entertainment seated in an open-air amphitheater in faraway Spain. Projectors transformed the theater's specially curved ceiling into an open sky, alive with moving clouds and twinkling stars. The moon rose on one side, and by the time the show was over, it had set on the other. In 1968, the Capitol reopened as the Paris Cinema, showing first-run films, but eventually became a venue for adult films, finally closing in 2006. Today, the former Capitol is believed to be the last surviving atmospheric theater in New England.